Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Obviously, Saquon on the cover of Madden's a big deal, and we're honoring Saquon today and just discussing that feeling in our heart knowing the Eagles are on top of the world. Let's get to Mark. He's calling from Delaware. What's going on, Mark?
Joe, been a long time since I've been able to talk to you. You know you're the best. The show is the best. But I want to say something real quick. You got a gem. And James Seltzer. That guy does everything. He's the cinder block, building block of that show. And I love him, and I love all you guys.
Mark, let me give you my on-the-record response to your comment about James. On the record, I say this.
As if.
Off the record. Now, we're not going to actually air this, but off the record, I say. If you catch my drift, there's only so much I can praise the guy, but you're not wrong. All right, good morning, Mark.
Excellent show. Yeah, I want to talk about the birds real quick. Yeah. When you have a top two offensive line, a top five elite, yes, he's elite, Joe. All he does is win. Elite quarterback, a top two receiving core, probably a top 6-12 defense again with the coordinator we have. You can't think that this team's not going to be in the hunt for the Super Bowl over the next 3 years. It's just so cool for a guy my age, 63, to be in this era where they're winning a lot and they're always in it, especially when you got the GM they got. So right now, I'm just on this high for like the last 5-7 years. It's, you know, eight years.
Yeah.
It's just, you can hear it in my voice. I'm getting excited and pumped and talking about it. And I'm not this young guy anymore, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I can't go to the games anymore. I got to get up at 3 to go to work and all that stuff. Bottom line, this team is a superior team going into this season. And I think Saquon summed it up when he was asked. Basically, if they stay healthy, it's on.
Well, yeah, he did, and I'm going to get to that audio. And, Mark, they're so well situated. I like the way you frame that defense thing. I think 6-12 is a fair way to put it. It could be better, but, you know, five starters gone is a thing. And so, you know, we're going to have to see the Ojulari guy and some of the rookie draft picks like Ty Robinson. And, is N'Kobe Dean a starter or not? Is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. a starter or not? When does Jahad Campbell play? So there are some interesting dynamics, but when you've got, I think, the four best defenders back, and I think they do, Quinyon, who, by the way, doesn't get enough credit, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter, and Zach Bond, it's hard for me to imagine they fall too far below, you know, 10 when you got those four guys, obviously if they stay healthy. Mark, give me a big-time scene that's based on real-life circumstances.
In Apollo 13, when Walter Cronkite's on the TV and they lose contact momentarily, and then they come back in, I mean, you know, it's bone-chilling every time I watch, and I again, being old enough, I remember that as a little kid. And
wow.
I didn't know the impact then, you know what I mean? Because I was a little kid. But as an adult looking back, wow, like I actually witnessed that on TV. It was incredible,
wow.
More incredible as an adult looking back. But yeah, it might not win, but I'll tell you what, that's a bone-chilling scene because that really happened. That, you know, and that's what you're asking.
Mark, that's a fantastic answer, and we appreciate the call and the kind words. And if I remember that scene right, I think they show the wife sitting on the couch, you know,
Kathleen
watching.
Kathleen Quinlan.
Is that who that is?
Yeah. She's great.
Bone Chilling's a good way to put that.
It's a great answer.
It really
and
is.
That's a really good movie.
There's a million scenes from that, too.
There are.
You go, this one, that one. I actually considered
I agree.
That, but I had a different scene.
All right, so Saquon, as the last caller just talked about, you know, prepping for a new season and his mindset. Let's listen to Saquon Barkley, because he was on yesterday with the NFL Network with Brian Baldinger and obviously, you know, big deal for Saquon to get the Madden cover. Let's listen to Saquon talking about the coming season.
Give me the feel of what it's been like so far, just off season from and out getting ready for the next year.
It's been great. We got guys coming in, buying in, training really hard, competing at a high level. The young guys that we drafted and we brought in, you know, they're buying into the culture right from the beginning. But the best way I can answer that question is, you know, success is not accident. We know the recipe. We know what it takes. So we can't skip any steps to get to where we want to get to. And last OTAs, it was the same thing. And we already know how training camp's going to be, and we know how it's going to be during the season. Like I said, we know the recipe, and we just got to try to stick to it. And a little bit of luck when, you know, that comes in with staying healthy. If we do that with the talent that we have and the coaches that we have, we'll be in a good position.
It's such a moment for Saquon. You know, I think sort of in terms of the Roy Halladay thing when he got here and had toiled for a team that simply wasn't good enough. The Blue Jays just weren't good enough with Roy Halladay. It wasn't his fault. And a very similar thing to me was in play with Saquon with the Giants. Now, obviously, Halladay didn't win a title here, but when he pitched that no-hitter in the playoffs, like, he was having a moment. And Saquon's been having a moment. And it's so phenomenal to see, and especially knowing that the Penn State thing. I mean, so many of us, I mean, let's be real. A lot of us were Saquon fans even when he was playing for the Giants. It was an odd dynamic. Doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
I remember being an Ed Pinckney fan when he was playing for the Boston Celtics, and that was in like the heyday of the Sixers Celtics thing.
Yeah,
like,
I never did that.
It was permissible.
Well, you were Temple. You were Temple.
It was easier to dislike Villanova then.
Right. I remember how weird it was as a Villanova fan when Ed Pinckney got drafted by the Celtics. I'm like, what am I to make of this? I don't know what to do here.
But Saquon, as a Giant, we all knew how good a guy he was.
I agree
from
with that.
His Penn State.
Yes.
Display of excellence.
Yes.
You know, that it was, it really was acceptable to be a fan of a guy from a division rival.
Yeah.
Just because we knew he was that good a guy.
Listen, I hear you, John.
And now we get to have him on our team. And
I know.
He's doing things no one's ever done before.
Well, let's listen to Saquon, because one of the things he's done is now become the second Eagles player to get to the cover of Madden. Donovan got it. By the way, I found it odd yesterday to find out Donovan got it in 06.
Yeah,
he was injured in 05.
Yeah, I thought that was weird, too.
What the hell's up, James? What's up with that?
That is weird. I got nothing.
Listen, they put Antonio Brown on the cover, and he imploded that year.
He did, but he had like three or four straight statistical monster seasons. I just found it so weird to find out Donovan, after tearing his knee in 05, was Madden cover in 06. I don't know what's up with that, but I do know Saquon's second Eagle to get the honor. He talked yesterday about getting that honor. Here's what he said.
Yeah, when you get that call, you don't know what to expect, right? And they ask you, do you want to be part of Madden cover? And I don't know if anyone's ever turned that down. I definitely wasn't going to turn that down, the opportunity. But like you said, I know so many people and so many kids that, you know, dream and would love to be in the position I am right now. And I remember as a kid, you know, wanting to be part of Madden cover. And there have been so many great players that have been part of Madden cover. And now to be mentioned and have my name attached with those guys, you know, it just, words really can't describe it.
Awesome thing, man. Really.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.